A few hours before dawn on the morning of his last job, Sabo Park got down on his belly next to the rifle on the bow of his fishing boat, eased forward into a comfortable shooting position, and flipped open the lens cap on his night vision scope. After quickly double-checking the sight in, he took out a pair of white earbuds, put them in, and pressed play on his iPod. The only song on the playlist was Nina Simone's Cinnamon, 10 minutes and 20 seconds long. When it was over, Sabo was going to kill as many people as he could. Here's the deal. The South China Sea has more active smugglers than any other place in the world. The sea connects ports in China, the Philippines, Malaysia, Taiwan, and Vietnam. More cargo rolls through that puddle than anywhere else in the region. Most of it is legitimate, of course, but not all of it. Any illegal product worth selling goes through here. Human traffickers in Cambodia load up old cargo containers with children, throw them a couple of cans of henshaw and a bucket for waste, then ship them wholesale to sell as slaves in China. In Vietnam, cartels send out flotillas so packed with golden triangle dope that they can barely stay afloat. Every day, go-fast boats packed with counterfeit luxury goods make it out of Hong Kong, and fishing boats loaded with illicit whale meat come north for the hungry Japanese. Meth comes from Thailand, guns from Russia, fake money comes from North Korea, and bootlegs come from Shanghai. The South China Sea, for better or worse, is the epicenter of illegal shipping in the world. And where there's illegal shipping, there are pirates.